Clark. The wire's gone.
He can't go to a Chipotle.
That's right.
The lawyer got on.
Big tall guy, you'll see him. He can, white guy, dark hair.
Oh, was that the guy that was out here?
No, you'll see. You'll see. Yeah. He's got a yellow and a straight pot. Here you go, these two guys.
Here
you go. One on the right.
Okay.
Mr. Fisher, can you talk to you for a couple of minutes?
Sure. How are you doing?
Good. All right.
Well,
what thoughts would you share about this?
Well, you ready to go? All right. Delegate Dwyer has taken full responsibility for his actions. He reaffirmed that today by pleading guilty to the second case. Delegate Dwyer has been remorseful for his actions. We respect the decision, and I should say Delegate Dwyer fully respects the decision by Judge Plitt, and in fact has indicated that he will take Judge Plitt's words and put them into action by making sure that he remains sober for the rest of his life. Obviously, it's an unfortunate situation, and Delegate Dwyer, as always, was fully prepared to take full responsibility for his lapse in judgment, and he will continue to serve his constituents. He will attempt to do that to the best of his ability, and he will do nothing to shirk his responsibility in this case.
He's going to have to leave the legislature on Fridays to go to jail during the legislative session, is my understanding of this. He's going to stay in the legislature?
Delegate Dwyer will continue to serve his constituents. He will continue to serve in the state legislature. He will continue to stand up for the things that he believes in and his constituents to believe in. And he will do that to the best of his ability, and he will be able to do that more effectively now that he's leading a sober life.
Will he appeal the sentence?
No, he will not appeal the sentence.
Yeah. Why did he not want to come out and talk to us himself?
Delegate Dwyer obviously has been through a lot. It's been a long struggle with sobriety. It's been a difficult set of circumstances to deal with. He understands that he's responsible for his actions. He stood up before, and I want to point out that unlike most politicians who get in trouble, Don Dwyer, from the very day this happened, came out and admitted his responsibility for driving the boat while under the influence of alcohol. In fact, he gave an interview in a wheelchair outside of Shock Trauma, indicating his responsibility. He's not trying to hide from anything. He stood up, he admitted responsibility for his actions, and he is not going to hide from his responsibility, and he's going to take the issue of his sobriety head on. He will heed the judge's decision and the judge's advice, and he will continue to lead a sober life.
Hey, let's talk about a couple of the more tense times in court today, particularly when you and the judge had an interchange about who is at fault in this boating accident. Tell us why you felt that was important to bring out. What was the point you're trying to make?
Well, there is overwhelming evidence that Delegate Dwyer did not cause the boating accident. Five witnesses all indicate that the other boater was at fault. We thought it was important to let the court know that Delegate Dwyer was not legally at fault for the accident. That does not change the fact that he was driving a boat while under the influence of alcohol, but it does demonstrate, or it does show to the court mitigation in that he was not legally responsible in the accident or for injuries that resulted.
You talked about stresses he's under in the legislature. I think you said he's received more death threats because of his outspoken positions than just about the entire legislature combined. Was that, is his position as a legislator a stressor for him? Is that what caused him to drink?
I think every legislator in Maryland, right across the street here, I think they would agree with you that it's a very stressful job. Alcoholism is not an easily explainable addiction. It is an addiction that can be caused by any number of things. And in Mr. Dwyer's particular case, the fact that he is a high-profile legislator dealing with very emotional issues that cause a lot of disagreement in a state that tends to disagree with his politics is one thing that certainly led, and that he's indicated is one reason why he continued to drink. Again, he will change his ways. He has changed his ways, and he will continue to lead a sober life.
I think you're calling him a lightning rod.
That's true.
How many death threats has he received?
I know through Mr. Dwyer and through others that he has received numerous death threats over the years, and because of the positions he takes, it's unfortunate, but it's true. He is a lightning rod, and that's no excuse. I want to be clear, it's no excuse for getting behind the wheel of any vehicle while intoxicated, but it just explains one of the reasons that led to his heavy drinking.
And that includes the passage of the same. The judge wanted to make this point because there was this. The judge seems incredulous that there was a claim that the passage of the same-sex marriage act led him to drink. Is that a fact?
I disagree with your characterization of what the judge said. I think the judge made a statement regarding just being a legislator in general.
What the judge asked was, are you telling me that because the legislators did something that he didn't like that he was drinking? That's what he said.
And that was not our point. I thought the judge had several very good questions, but our main point was that he's an alcoholic and that the things that trigger alcoholism or relapse include being under stress, which would be in the state legislature, being a lightning rod in the state legislature, and going through problems with his separation. Those are all things. It's not one thing in isolation. It's a number of things that led to this situation. He has no excuses. He takes full responsibility.
How come he didn't apologize?
He has apologized to the family. Let me be clear on that point. First of all, there was a prior hearing in this case, and Delegate Dwyer made clear at that time he was remorseful for his actions in driving a boat while intoxicated. Okay? I also have to be clear that the other side is making a claim that is debunked by four separate witnesses that my client was at fault in the accident. He was not at fault in the boating accident. They have hired personal injury attorneys to try to pursue a claim against Delegate Dwyer, and at this point, Delegate Dwyer cannot go out and talk about the specifics of the accident. So I think it's completely disingenuous for anybody to suggest that Mr. Dwyer is anything but remorseful.
Do you think his sentence is appropriate? Because when people hear about it, they think he got off easy. How would you react to that?
Well, that's for the public to decide. Delegate Dwyer respects the court's decision.
Can you say and spell your name for us, sir?
David W. Fisher, F-I-S-C-H-E-R, and co-counsel Carl
Schlaich, S-C-H-L-A-I-C-H.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a good one now.